Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall rock climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You have no control over what the hell the kid's going to say
no,
first.
No, I think my first word was moon.
Like, but, and you know, that was such a moment, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, my parents were like, the moon, you took our moment.
What the hell are you doing?
You better apologize, you friggin' moon.
I shake my fist at that
stupid moon.
I knew that stupid moon.
And then their parents were like, that moon's an asshole.
Yeah.
That moon.
He should apologize.
That moon should apologize.
There's just an entire generation of people that should be wiped off the face of the fucking earth.
Agreed.
And indeed, welcome back to the Shit They Do Not Tell You What About program.
It's Shit They Don't Tell You.
My name is Stephen Paul Green.
My name's Nikki Limo.
And I'm joined today by my lovely wife, Nikki Limo Green.
Nicole Alexandria Limo Green, actually.
She is a half white, half Filipino.
You don't have to get into it.
And I am an Irishman, a full 100% Irishman.
No.
100%.
Although, I would believe you because all of our nieces and nephews are redheads.
I know, it skips to Jenny.
And like,
it skips.
The heck?
Well, because I was recently publicly accused of being a fake Irishman.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm now compensating for that.
Well,
and
I haven't seen your potato pancakes yet.
Well, I never even had one in my whole life. That's how Irish I am. Never even had one. Okay, here we go. So today we are indeed doing an Am I the A-hole?
Indeed.
Which is probably one of the great things about the internet.
Yeah.
Is that we can, especially, dude,
people submit their stories to be judged
harshly. If you're a couple or if you have a friend and you don't sit down and listen to this episode and debate about this stuff.
Yeah.
You're just living life wrong.
You're wrong.
This is so fun. Okay, so thanks to Reddit, as always, for Am I the Asshole?
I always get a little uncomfortable because like I know how much you'd be feeding yourselves to the wolves by submitting a question onto the internet.
We almost did one recently.
From living on the internet.
Me and Nikki almost did a Quora recently because we were having a little debate about what to do in a situation.
Yeah, but we won't get into it.
But we won't get into it.
No.
Because we can't.
Because we can't.
But
because
maybe,
we can't.
Maybe down the road, we'll let you guys know, get a little peek. Okay.
Yeah.
So this first one, it is so interesting. It got me right from the jump. It says, am I the asshole for demanding my girlfriend tell me her author's pen name?
Oh. So she like writes under a pseudonym?
So I, male, 32, have been dating Siboin, I guess. I don't know. Siobhan, thank you. Female 32 for 6 months now. She's always been very vague about what she does for a living. Things like writing, working from home, writing. Like, that's what she says, right?
Yeah.
But recently, one of her friends mentioned something, and I finally dragged it out of her. She's an author. She writes and self-publishes romance and erotica stories and novels, and while not rich, she's able to make a living out of it. I Googled her name, and I couldn't find anything, so I confronted her about this. She said she's writing under a pen name, so I demanded she gives it to me so I know what she does. She refuses, saying she doesn't want it to be leaked even by accident, and no one knows.
Also, she probably, like... Maybe she used his...
Oh, yeah. She's like...
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, this guy's got a shriveled up little dick.
I don't think he... Took my hand. I don't think that's part of the romance novel. Probably that's what's going on. We actually had a... One of our patrons was a really successful romance author, which is awesome.
Shout out to her. We love her. She knows who she is. I don't want to call her out.
Yeah.
She refuses, saying she doesn't want it to be leaked, right? I accused her of not trusting me, and she still refused, which was really annoying.
Okay.
That's kind of like a character indictment right there.
Yeah.
I tried a nicer approach and told her that I want to know her fantasy so I can try it out with her.
It's not necessarily her fantasies.
And she told me that what she writes aren't her fantasies, but her readers, and she's not going to tell me. At night, I tried to check her laptop.
What is going on?
But she changed her password before bed. I was annoyed and told her she clearly doesn't trust me and it's not fair because I have a right to know.
Oh my God.
What she writes, especially since it's such a sensitive topic. Wait, how long have they been dating? 6 months.
What? This guy feels way too entitled.
I know, it's pretty great. Okay. Wow. It's like, look, he heard about the cookies in the cookie jar and he wants a cookie. And why don't you trust him?
And maybe won't even like the cookies, but he just like, you know, like he just, but he's not allowed to have the cookies.
And then she's like, those cookies are for my readers. And he's like, you clearly like those cookies and I want to be able to eat them. Am I wrong?
And he's like, I want to be able to bake those cookies for you. She's like, I don't eat the cookies.
They're for my readers.
I don't eat the cookies.
They're for my eaters. My eaters.
My eaters. Okay, there you go.
He tells her she doesn't trust him. It's not fair. He has a right to know what she writes, especially since it's a sensitive topic. And I don't know her if I don't know her pen name. Wow.
That's ridiculous.
She was furious. I tried to look on her laptop. She told me to go home.
Ew.
Before leaving, I told her when
she... So unfair, she wouldn't even let me snoop.
Before leaving, I told her when she calls me to apologize. I expect to get her pen name with the apology. She called me an asshole on my way out. Yeah. I thought she'd call by now, but she hasn't. My sister told me I was the asshole. I should apologize, but I just don't see it and need a second opinion.
Well, then you're not only an asshole, but you're also really dumb.
Yeah.
You're just also just unintelligent.
Yeah. One of my favorite responses is from Crystal Queen 3000. She says, you're the asshole and you're a walking red flag.
Yeah. Like, honestly, I just picture like a really doofy voice talking like,
yeah,
I deserve to die.
Yeah.
Like it just like an oaf.
Why would she
like,
write it if it doesn't turn her on? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and then like a bunch of guys at the bar watching the fucking Mets game going, yeah, yeah, exactly, bro. Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly the type of guy that I'm picturing.
100%.
Like, I deserve to know. I have a right to know.
Yeah, no, of course, bro. Like, no, seriously, she's keeping secrets from you. Like, if it's not a big deal, why won't she just tell you? It's a very big deal.
Like, do you know what the definition of a right means? Having a right?
Well, dude,
I have a right to know.
Also,
your
like,
pen name.
It's her job.
What?
It's her fucking job. Yeah. Dude. Like, I don't get, like, she's betraying your trust because she probably writing about anime characters fucking each other?
Yeah. Pretty weird.
Pretty weird,
pretty
dude.
Pretty weird.
She's like got like Goku and Gohan like nailing each other.
Okay, food for thought. Would it be a different situation if it was like she had an alias for an OnlyFans?
Yeah.
Right? Because
self.
It's like exactly she's the product.
Yeah, she's the product.
Whereas this is like
if she's wearing like, you know, Marge Simpson masks and getting naked. It's a little different.
But I don't know.
She's having like some guy dressed like Homer Railer. Then, yeah, I better know about it.
Well, it's not necessarily porn. Could just be like thirst trap pictures.
That's true.
Yeah. So
is
I don't know.
Is she wearing the Marge mask, you think?
I'd actually have to think about it for a little bit. Because on the one hand, like they haven't even formed a serious relationship yet. Right. 6 months is not enough time to like establish firm ground rules. Or, like, be in agreement with each other on boundaries, on all this. Like, These are things that, like, clearly they don't see eye to eye on. Yeah. And I don't see that as being something I would change my opinion on.
I think here's the thing. I'm a curious person by nature. Mm-hmm. And if you tell me that there's a shiny button in the room, I'm going to push it. I'm going to push it. I'm going to push it hard.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that about myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that if you had,
like, I had a secret and I won't tell you.
You're not going to tell me.
I have a secret. I'm not going to tell you.
And you would be the worst at it because you would do it exactly like this.
Just like that.
You'd rub it in.
I actually do have a secret and I'm not going to tell you.
See that? I can't tell if you're serious. So now it's going to eat me alive, probably. But that's what I mean. Like, I think I'm such a curious person.
Yeah.
That I would just stop at fucking nothing.
Yeah.
To find out what this thing is.
So same, but I wouldn't tell you. Like, I wouldn't demand
it
for you.
I wouldn't own it.
I would 100% do it secretly.
Yeah. I would just do it, like, in cover of night.
And I'd be like, damn it, he changed his password. I'm going to have to snoop the next time he's typing his password in so I could do it.
Well, like, how hard is it? It's like, hey, babe, I need to get into your computer because, like, I sent this email to myself. Like, we do that shit all day long.
All day,
every day.
If I needed to snoop for anything, which I don't because it's boring as fuck. It's just crypto news and stuff.
Yeah, her shit's boring as fuck, too. It's poker shit and it's meditation videos.
Basically.
And your horoscope monthly videos.
We actually
videos.
Share. He uses my YouTube account because he uploads the podcast videos and, like, works on the thumbnail and does the titles and stuff. So, like, he always has my YouTube pulled up.
Always. And it's lo-fi beats. I always see lo-fi beats is up. Because you're watching that 24-7, 365. Lo-fi
I like
beats.
Pretending I'm in a coffee shop.
Yep. And then she's got... the other day, because we had friends over, and when they left, like, I come out of my office, and Nikki's, like, in a Winter Wonderland coffee shop in the middle of our living room. Like, it's just, like, this window
it's
in
like
a coffee
snowing.
Shop, and, like, the sound of snow.
There's, like, some jazzy music playing.
Shit's hilarious. And Nikki's just sitting there, and honestly, I think she probably did that for 8 hours.
I could have. I don't know. I get lost in there.
When they left, you, like, needed to recharge.
Yeah. I like to do my work in a coffee shop, but I don't want to actually go there.
But see, it's not that. I mean, I do find you fascinating, though, so that just cracks me up. But it's not this juicy. This is juicy.
No, exactly.
Fuck.
That's why we're saying. That's the whole point is, like, we share our passwords openly because there really isn't, there's
it's
nothing
so
juicy.
It's
like,
so boring.
I have never once been tempted, not one time, to look through Steve's phone because he doesn't do any bad shit, naughty shit.
Yeah.
He doesn't do naughty shit.
I do naughty shit to your
and
body.
And I'm happy. Like, I don't want him to do naughty shit.
I do naughty shit to your body.
I'd rather have it out in the open like that.
Yeah.
That's
Thank
fine.
You.
That's completely acceptable in Thank the eyes you. Of God in our marital relationship.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, this guy's the asshole for sure. And, don't trust me and Nikki with a cool secret like that.
No. But also, there are things worth fighting for, secrets worth fighting for. That's not one. Like, if you had a secret pen name for a romance novels, like, I don't think I would go this hard on it. Like, it would have to be something like you work a secret job and I don't know what it is.
I think our nature, though, is like, this one's so funny. Like, you write secret erotica. Like, we would have to tell each other.
Yeah.
But we just have a different relationship.
But that's the other thing, too, is maybe once the relationship built, like.
Yeah.
Then it's
they've
normal. Been together for six months. He's practically a stranger.
Shit. Exactly.
Like, I wouldn't share private shit with you. You've got to earn that. Like, he's like so far from earning it. It's crazy.
This is like she's Banksy and he's like, come on, tell me if you're Banksy.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and that, because, like, that's a secret. And then, like, if that got out, then it's over. I think people do know who Banksy
like,
is.
You'd have to be, like, married to me for a while for me to tell you I'm Banksy.
Exactly.
And I'm not ready to tell you yet.
Dude, what if Nikki's Banksy?
Right?
That would be crazy.
I said I had a secret.
You do travel whenever. I do have to say, I have noticed a pattern. Whenever I hear that there's a new Banksy that, like, just appeared out of nowhere, you were traveling. And that has always tripped me out.
Listen, I have a secret and I'm not telling.
So good, by the way, because that could work on me. It's so good. Okay, next one is, am I the asshole? I think we all agree that guy's the asshole.
Yeah,
okay.
Definitely.
Am I the asshole for walking out of an event when my fiance introduced me as a bookkeeper?
Okay.
Okay, I, female 45, have a fiance, male 55, who is retired military.
Okay.
I own a successful company I started 7 years ago and have a small staff of 25 people. I worked my way through college, paying as I went. Therefore, I graduated in my early 30s with a double major in accounting and business management, and I'm very proud of it. For a little background, I worked hard for my degree, have zero debt. It took me longer than the typical student going full-time. Whoa, this is kind of wild.
What?
They're just giving the whole fucking resume right now.
Well, that's because it's clearly very,
very important
prideful.
To their self.
Yeah, so there's their identity, what they have have built in their career.
Stuff. I cut through their boring stuff. I worked. This is like compensation
like
right
huge,
now.
Huge, yeah.
Huge compensating.
Litany of accomplishments.
They said I have a small penis. I just want to be very clear about my penis's
exactly,
natural growth.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. It has grown 0.3.
Which is exactly
inches.
What the mean, which is normal with the daily average in the United States of America. Okay, we got it, dude. Holy shit.
Okay, you've done a lot of accomplishments.
I worked as an accountant for some large corporations, as well as programming and IT. I started my company doing similar support to large and small companies. Like, I have a wonderful staff. I manage the contracts, kickoff meetings, sales consulting stuff. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
How many paragraphs, bro?
A lot of defensiveness here.
Wow. I was dating my now fiance before I started my company, and we recently got engaged. Everything seemed to be perfect, except he keeps introducing me as a bookkeeper. No disrespect intended to them or the profession, but my issue is that I have worked hard to get where I am. I am an accountant, graduate with double major, and successful business owner. He could pick any other title to introduce me as, but he chooses bookkeeper. I've asked him many, many times in private to stop calling me a bookkeeper, as it implies that to my clients and business associates that he doesn't respect me or what I have accomplished. Oh yeah, it implies it to them.
Okay, well,
I'm just talking about you.
Yeah, okay.
He says he doesn't see the big deal or the difference and continues to do so.
That's dismissive.
That's dismissive.
Yeah.
I recently pulled him aside and asked him to just introduce me as a consultant at the event we were going to. While we were there and talking to a prospective client for my company, he says she has come a long way for a bookkeeper. Oh, okay. That's different.
It just seems like he's rubbing. Yeah. That's fucking
different.
Rude.
That's rude.
Okay, so one, so then, obviously it's very important to her.
Yes.
So there's like a lot of defensiveness there, but... If she felt all that and then he did it once and like, you know, she got upset, then that's one thing. But if she's told him many, many, many times and he keeps doing it to her and then he says full on, like, I don't think it's a big deal. I'm just going to keep calling you this thing.
It's nuts.
It's really rude. And just because that he doesn't know the difference, like her colleagues do know the difference. So it does mean you're speaking a different language, you know?
And it's a prospective client. You're not just ball busting with the neighborhood.
Right. You want to build your partner up to prospective client.
I honestly just think that he is intimidated by her, and so maybe. He has to do that to, like, you know, whatever.
Could be. But he's retired.
He's a retired military officer, yeah, but she's, like, built, like, a fucking company on all this other
shit. Sure, but why would you want to marry someone if you weren't proud of them?
Agreed.
You know?
Agreed. So she storms out of the party after that, right?
Yeah.
And then he thinks she's overreacting. Her family
that
thinks that he's a controlling ass that doesn't respect women.
Yeah, I get that vibe.
Yeah, I agree with that. I'm not sure what to think. No, I think he's just a sexist.
Yeah.
For sure.
And I think it even adds to her needing to defend herself so much with like how much she's accomplished. Like
why does he have to knock her down like
exactly.
that?
Exactly.
And like she said, no disrespect to bookkeepers, but if you're a bookkeeper out there, you might as well just forget about it.
Well, it's like it's more... You don't have to have a specific degree to be a bookkeeper. Like, you know, one of my best friends is a bookkeeper, and she came directly from being a manicurist at a salon. And while she is good at bookkeeping, like, she didn't have to go get a bookkeeping degree. Whereas an accountant, you have to pass lots of tests and stuff.
Can you just say the thing, though? The true thing?
What's the true thing?
Bookkeepers are pieces of shit.
Well, yeah, they're pieces of shit. Pieces of shit, for sure.
Yeah,
like, bookkeepers are the asshole. In this situation,
bookkeepers
are the asshole. For
existing.
Yeah. Why do they exist?
Ugh.
Also, we love our bookkeeper.
We actually love our bookkeeper.
No.
It is pretty funny. That is such a weird thing, too, because, like, you're complaining about something, but then somebody's like, that's my job.
Well, no, here's the other thing. There's other part to it is that you can be an accountant and a bookkeeper.
Right.
Also, you can have like a master's degree in something else and also do the bookkeeping. Like,
yeah.
there's accountants that do bookkeeping as part of their job. But then they're like it. So it's like all accountants can do bookkeeping, but not all bookkeepers are accountants.
Look, he lost me when he says she's come a long way for a bookkeeper. That's a slight.
That is a slight.
That's a slight.
No, that's rude
as
fuck.
You're just being a dick.
No, that guy's the asshole for
sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
Like, she like spent a lot of time and made this a big part of her identity and source of pride. But if I was in a relationship like that, I'd probably be clinging on to it too.
Yeah.
So I don't think she's an asshole for that. It just seems like she's like constantly like put down.
Yeah.
It just seems like that. Like, it's so disrespectful to like, if it doesn't mean that much to you, you don't care either way. Even if you were like making the argument, like, what's the difference? I don't see the difference. Then, okay, well, if you don't see the difference, but she sees the difference, then just do the one that she wants.
Right.
If you don't care, if it doesn't matter to you, why are you fighting so hard to like not do, like going out of your way to like not call her by what she just asked you to call her?
Love it. Agreed.
It's rude. Agreed. Why would you, you should value your partner. I don't know. Like, I just think that there should be a certain level of respect that you have.
Amen.
For your partner.
Everyone knows. I can't wait to be told to shut up about you.
Yeah. I would break up. There's underlying issues. It's not just, 100%. This is like the tip of the iceberg.
Okay. Next one. Am I the asshole for sending my girlfriend too many Valentine's Day flowers and making her sister's husband look bad?
Yeah, you're the asshole.
Making her sister's husbands look bad. So to explain where I'm coming from here, I need to establish two things. Well, number one, I have a high-paying job that often requires I drop everything to travel without notice. It's infuriating at times, but I get paid well, so I'm learning to live with it. Number two, my girlfriend loves flowers more than anything. I get it. Most girls love flowers, but they are her favorite thing in the world. Mm. She literally makes me stop the car when we're driving just so she can take pictures of pretty flowers.
Aw.
She sounds adorable.
Yeah, she does.
Early on in our... Just hearing that makes me want to have a daughter. I know. I just want to have a daughter now.
Aw.
Early in our relationship, I had to miss something important without notice. To make up for it, I sent her 3 dozen roses. She loved it and probably as a joke told me I had set the bar and I had better send her 3 dozen roses if I was going to let her down. That's cute.
Aw.
We love her.
Yeah.
We've been together 3 years. We ship them. We've been together 3 years since then, and I have always sent 3 dozen roses when we would be apart. It's a tradition, and we both love it. On to the dilemma. Girlfriend got bad news about a family member's health and needed to head back to her hometown a couple weeks ago, and I couldn't join. Her 2 sisters came back as well with their husbands. Valentine's Day came around, and although it wasn't my fault we weren't together, I ordered 3 dozen roses and candy and a stuffed animal. Day of, I got an alert from FedEx and a delayed shipment and panicked. It broke my heart to think she wouldn't get any flowers that day.
Aww.
So I called around to local florists and found one who could deliver them for a fee. I sent another gift pack of 3 dozen roses. Turns out FedEx managed to deliver the original package and girlfriend ends up with 6 dozen roses, 2 cards, 2 boxes of chocolates and a teddy bear.
Oh my God.
She joked that I had now raised the bar and she expected no less than 6 dozen roses anytime when
that's
we were apart.
That's pretty funny.
So good. I love them.
I love them.
I love them. All jokes aside, I could tell she really appreciated the trouble I went through. The next day, I heard from her sister's husbands. They were furious with me, all caps, saying I made them both look like shit.
Whatever.
It turns out one brought his wife a leftover bouquet of half-dead tulips.
We know people like this.
I saw, I've seen that many times.
Mm-hmm.
And the other didn't get his wife anything at all. It's like, hey, you're making me look like shit. I didn't give her anything.
Yeah, yeah. This guy's the asshole for sure.
Yeah, this guy sucks.
Why would he make them look so bad?
Oh, this is good.
They would look great if he wasn't in the picture.
I forgot about this part. This part's good.
Yeah.
My girlfriend ended up sharing her roses with both her sisters so they could all feel special.
Oh.
But it was clear they were all from me. My instinct was to take a victory lap. Yeah. But girlfriend's mom and dad called and explained they thought I should apologize.
What? What?
Holy fuck.
What?
Yeah, this is good, right? While they appreciate me always making romantic gestures, I can afford to do so while their other daughter's husbands can't. What the fuck do they have to do with this, by the way? What are mom and dad doing in this conversation at all?
Why?
Just why are mom and dad there? You are terrible, terrible, terrible parents.
Their other daughter's husbands look bad or feel bad?
You have nothing to do with this. Why aren't those men able to call you?
Yeah.
Those are men? Okay.
Terrible.
Awful. They see things where things are going and assume we'll all be family soon. It would make a good idea for me to make peace with the other two. That's true in a sense, but I didn't really mean to do anything to their detriment. He also didn't fucking know they're
even
gonna be.
No, exactly. Also, if anything, you should react by being inspired and wanting to do more for your partner than
exactly.
Not bitching that now you look like shit.
He says,
well, guess what? You do look like shit because you didn't do shit.
You didn't do anything.
You didn't do shit.
You didn't show up.
That's so fucking
stupid.
And then
some guy who shows up got to apologize to everybody for showing up. You gotta love it.
No.
People are nuts.
People are so nuts.
If I'm the dad, I'm chewing out the guys.
Yeah. There's no awareness.
How are you bitching at this guy because he delivers?
How is there no awareness? Maybe I could have done better.
Ugh.
First
of all, if I'm the dad, I'm keeping my fucking mouth shut.
Exactly.
I have nothing to do with this. Okay. But if you ask my opinion, then I'm like, yeah, what are you talking about?
Dude, you know if you were the dad, you're high-fiving that other guy.
Damn right.
That guy.
Damn
being
right,
like,
dude,
at least one of my daughters got a good one.
I'm dabbing him up.
God.
I'm sending him flowers.
This wasn't even like
I'm sending him a dozen
this
roses.
This wasn't even like a pissing contest where he was trying to outdo anyone.
He's just trying to bring it for his chick.
And it's their tradition.
And he was nervous that she wasn't going to get her flowers on Valentine's Day.
That's so fucking stupid.
So stupid. And he's getting punished for it. Okay. Just to finish this real quick. Our boy says he never expected them to be such shitty partners. They thought it would be okay to not even bring their wives flowers on Valentine's Day. But maybe I'm wrong for holding them to the standard I've set for my own relationship.
No, here's the thing. Every relationship is different. We've talked about this before. Like, there's different strokes for different folks, right? Like, Steve, on our first Valentine's Day, bought me really expensive chocolates, and I don't really like those chocolates. True. Like, I would rather have these trash Ferrero Rocher chocolates that are like $10 at the store because I actually just like them better.
Yep.
And so it's like, if someone got gifted like a bunch of, or like one of my friends really likes fancy purses, and like, so like her boyfriend, or like her, actually her husband now, like has to like that's like her standard. Yeah. Is like she expects a fancy purse. I don't even use a purse.
No.
So if she got a fancy purse, I wouldn't be like, Steve, you piece of shit, you didn't give me a purse.
Yeah.
Or, and like, you wouldn't bitch at him being like, how dare you get your wife a purse? Like, this is so weird.
It reminds me of when my sister, you know, we were kids, right? And it was like, I think this was like one of the early Christmases. And my sister, because we watched trash television, Nickelodeon bullshit, she wanted like a doll for Christmas.
Yeah.
And my parents go all out and get her like an American Girl doll.
Yeah, the most expensive one.
Yeah, but there wasn't even ads for that on the shitty TV we're watching. Like, my sister wanted like a Little Miss Shits Herself or whatever.
Yeah.
Because like she goes to potty with magnets and like big magnets shoot out of her asshole or whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Those remember those.
Yeah, yeah. She eats peas and she shoots magnets out of her asshole. Yeah, but my sister wanted like the Little Miss, like I go potty all over myself one.
Mm-hmm.
And when my parents give her the American Girl, which is way more expensive, my sister cried for like an hour.
Yeah.
And my parents are like, holy shit, lesson learned. Just get exactly what the fuck, you know, they want.
So his was very catered to his specific relationship. You know, maybe the other wives don't want flowers. Who knows? Like, maybe some detest flowers. Like, my
mom. It sounds
like
they want them to show up, though, because they're complaining.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Yeah. I think that's the whole principle that these guys are missing, is that it's not about the fucking flowers. No. It's like, whatever is a gesture of romance to your specific partner is all that they're looking for. It doesn't even have to be big. It doesn't have to be expensive. The dad making a deal about, like, oh, you make more money than them or whatever. It doesn't have to be expensive, actually. Yeah. Like, it could just be like a sentimental.
And she loves flowers.
Gesture.
This bitch loves flowers.
These
wives don't love flowers like she does.
Yeah.
This bitch pulls over and takes pictures of flowers in the meadows.
Like, write your girlfriend a fucking card. I don't give a shit. Like, if you, I mean, just like do something. It sounds like it's just the principle was missing, like completely.
That was a good one, though, huh?
Yeah, that was really good.
That's a good one.
So this guy's the asshole for sure.
He's for sure the asshole.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Why are you setting the bar that high?
Why are you making them look like shit?
Making them look like shit. Okay, well, we're going to take a break. And when I come back, all I have to say is, am I the asshole for being my nephew's first word? We will return.
Yeah.
Also, check out all our sponsors. It helps the show so much.
Yeah.
You have no idea how much it helps the show. And also, check us out on Patreon. Patreon.com/sticky. We do free roll poker tournaments every month.
STIKKI, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah, I do cash prizes.
Crypto Corner every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
We do live streams, and you get the show a day early.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Be right back.
And there's a Discord community that's the
shit. The shit, the dopest.
The dopest.
We love our Patreons. Thank you, guys.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling, because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hey, thanks for listening to our podcast. We just want to take a break to tell you to, like, thanks for listening to our podcast. And if you want to rate it, that would be really awesome for us.
Like, listen, we're on break. We're not talking to you like podcast hosts right now. We're just talking to you like people.
As a friend.
And we just want to say, please rate the show because it helps out huge amounts.
Like, we're not desperate. We're, like, kind of desperate.
We're giving shout outs right now to all the people who are giving it ratings. So huge shout out right now to Brian Jorgensen. That was sick of you, dude. Thank you. God bless. Huge shout out right now to Mark. Mark W. in Springfield, Connecticut.
Back to our podcast.
Jenny Blight.
Hey, back to our podcast.
In Tuscany,
and
Florida.
Back to our podcast.
God bless you. Thank you.
Steven.
Thank you for supporting the show. And we are back.
Okay.
Am I the asshole
yes.
for being my... Not me.
Oh, not you. Okay, never mind. Go ahead. Sorry, I didn't know you were reading.
Thank you. Am I the asshole for being my nephew's first word? My brother said he and his wife have a baby of over a year old. He's 15 months. I regularly babysit him, and I don't mind because I'm happy to help my brother, although his wife is a stay-at-home mom, so I'm not sure why I have to, but I don't want to cause trouble. I work and own a dairy farm. I asked my brother if it's okay I take his son to work with me whenever I babysit. Otherwise, I would get nothing done. I have proper safety precautions in place.
Wait, he's taking the kid to a Dairy Queen while she's a stay-at-home mom?
Dairy farm, yeah.
Oh, Dairy Farm. Yeah. I thought he worked at a Dairy Queen.
That's what, no, he's Dairy Farm. I was
like, this is like a little kid in the corner.
Yeah, and he has safety precautions when the nephew comes. And he only comes with me in the tractor because he has a proper car seat. I said, it's fine. My nephew loves the animals. He makes all kinds of excited noises, and I try to encourage him to pet them when I hold him. They're all vaccinated and dosed regularly. And calm again, cleared with my bro. I don't know what that means.
Cleared with what?
It says they are all vaccinated and dosed regularly and calm.
Okay.
I think he's talking about the animals.
Yeah, he is. What did you think he was talking about?
Well, it says calm again cleared with my bro. I don't know what that means.
Calm again cleared with my bro. It's calm.
Oh, and calm. And calm.
Yeah,
he didn't put
it. They're vaccinated and calm, and that like they're okay. the animals aren't dangerous. And again, I cleared this with my brother.
Okay, yeah, there's no comma. Thank you.
Yeah.
We spend a lot of time together. My brother and his wife have been trying to get him to say his first words, although it's not simple and they don't exactly make it easier. Instead of mama or dada, they coax him to say mother and father.
What?
And my nephew just doesn't get it. How the fuck would he say that? What? And my nephew just doesn't get it because he's a baby and those words are complicated for a baby. Yeah. Well, no shit. We were all over at my parents' house for a Sunday get together, and I was sitting playing blocks with my nephew. All of a sudden, he looks at me and starts going, B. And I thought it was just normal baby talk, and he gets more aggressive, repeating those letters over and over again. He then starts going, and he shouts, Ben, and points at me and laughs, Ben. My brother and sister-in-law start yelling at me, saying I was coaching him and how I was being selfish.
What?
They immediately pick him up. My brother yells at me, you took away his first word that was supposed to be our moment.
What?
First of all, if you ever say something like that was supposed to be our moment, bro, you're living in a movie. You think you're in a movie?
These people.
You're not a real person.
I can't believe that, like,
dude, Mr. Rogers
ruined people.
In
all of these scenarios,
Mr. Rogers ruined a generation.
I can't believe that these people exist.
That was supposed to be our moment? Who thinks that life is like this? They storm off to another room, and they stay there for about 10 minutes, probably brainwashing the poor kid.
Oh, my God.
Probably doing, you know, like, re-education.
No, Ben.
Re-education. Say mother. Say father.
Mother and father.
Mother. Who says that? They storm off to another room.
Oh, I feel bad for this kid.
Me too. They stay there for about 10 minutes, and they come out and leave. But as they're leaving, the baby looks at me again and shouts in the playful voice, Ben. And points at me again. And my sister-in-law shouts at her son to stop. So her son starts crying. And then she shouts at him more. And he starts crying.
Oh, my God.
And then she starts crying. And they leave. My parents think I'm an ass.
What?
And I shouldn't have been teaching him my name. But I haven't. The only time he hears my name is when anyone else says it. They think I should apologize to my sister-in-law for ruining what should have been a mother's special moment. But honestly, I would just completely disavow this entire family.
Yeah, 100%.
I would have nothing to do with this entire family.
I feel bad for that kid.
What a bunch of drama queens,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, that kid's not going to have a fun childhood.
Yeah, he says, my sister-in-law doesn't act like much of a mother. She doesn't work. I have her son 5 days a week. I refuse to take him on Saturdays and Sundays because I want to get some nitty-gritty work done. And she throws fits about it.
Yeah, the sister-in-law is a narcissist.
She's a stay-at-home.
She's a narcissist.
At family events, he's always offloaded to me to play with and to feed. She pumps. Okay, I don't care about that, dude. What do you think, Reddit? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I think that your family is whack. Like, what is... I don't understand these people... Especially if I'm Ben and I'm telling my family, like, I didn't coach him. I didn't coach him to say my name. Like, I can't do anything else. Like, if you don't believe me, then you don't believe me. But
yeah.
I'm not apologizing.
First words were stop. That's my first word. It was stop.
That's concerning.
Yeah.
What was happening to you?
Yeah, right? But no, you don't know. You have no control over what the hell the kid's going to say
first.
No,
I think my first word was moon.
Like, but, and you know, that was such a moment, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, my parents were like, the moon, you took our moment.
What the hell are you doing?
You better apologize, you friggin' moon.
I shake my fist at that
stupid moon.
I knew that stupid moon. Shining down.
And then their parents were like, that moon's an asshole.
Yeah.
That moon.
You should apologize.
That moon should apologize.
There's just an entire generation of people that should be wiped off the face of the fucking earth.
Agreed.
If Thanos could come snap them out of existence,
like,
I say
I'm
yes.
I'm not for the Illuminati depopulation plan.
Except for in this case.
Maybe.
Yeah,
they
in
have
this
a point.
Case.
I mean, they do have a point.
They do have a point.
They do have a point.
And they should be heard.
Mm-hmm. Things should be considered.
Exactly. So, yeah, I mean, basically everyone agrees that this is not the asshole. How you have the kid 5 days a week, you think nothing's going to rub off?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Like, are you nuts?
That doesn't make any sense.
People just want to live in their little movie.
That's what
that
I mean, that this sister-in-law sounds like a narcissist. Because, like, they're very much like kids are, like, accessories. They're there to, like,
yeah.
be seen and not heard. And
by
like,
the way, this is, like, the world's greatest uncle maybe of all time.
You have to say mother.
Or
address
father.
Me as mother. Or don't even bother, baby.
It's so dumb.
You 14-month-old baby?
That's like, have you heard about what like Scientologists do to the babies?
Well, they treat them like adults. Treat them
like adults?
Yeah.
And like talk to them like adults
when, yeah.
when they're completely babies?
That's how Leah Remini left Scientology because they were doing that to Suri Cruz.
That was one of the only things about Scientology that made me actually want to join Scientology. Because like, that is so funny to treat a little baby like it's an adult. Well, because
they're like, we are, you know, it doesn't matter what our human body forms are. Like, our souls yeah. are.
Imagine giving a little baby a briefcase and just being like, let's get the fucking work.
I mean, you could do that without joining Scientology.
That's true. But that was one of the only cells on Scientology. I was like, that's a really good idea. That's a funny idea that I like.
Yeah, probably won't fuck the kid up at all.
No. Okay, so OP or original poster. Writes a little bit later, mm-hmm. they would have had the kid every day if they didn't put their foot down and say they need Saturday to do heavy, dangerous what? Work. Otherwise, I would get nothing done. And apparently, the mom doesn't have postpartum depression. She went to therapy after he was born. They said that she was fine. And her reason for staying home is so she can have some peace. That is the other side.
Yeah, away from her kid.
Yes. So,
away from jobs and kids and husbands. She needs peace. I need peace.
Peace.
I mean, she's not wrong because like, I'm like, I don't know if I want a kid because I like peace too.
I like peace too, but that might be why we don't end up having a kid.
Yeah. Like we've been really on the fence about kids for many years because we really enjoy peace.
Yes.
And all of our new parent friends get no peace.
They get no peace.
They get no peace.
And really, it's war times for them, and we see it.
And they're very sad all the time.
Very sad.
And they're, through their tears, trying to tell us how great it is.
Through tears and having to stand up as a crying, screaming banshee of a child.
Yeah.
Like, you can put them in a soundproof room, and I can still hear.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah, so it's a, you know, it's a tough decision, but, like, we're still on the fence.
My whole thing is, like, evolution, right?
Mm-hmm.
If that is real, which I don't believe it is, if evolution is real, why make a baby scream that loud? Now nobody wants to have them anymore.
Yeah, Louis C.K. has a whole bit about this. Like,
how
kids make it so hard for parents not to murder them. And like, they used to have a lot more kids back then because like, they'd just probably get murdered. Probably just, they weren't any, and like, how the laws against murder are the only, like, one of the biggest things stopping murder.
Solid.
Yeah.
Okay, next one. Here we go. Am I the asshole for leaving when I refuse to eat my boyfriend's mom's food? This one's going to be tough out there. This is going to be tough. Okay. For context, I am dairy intolerant.
Okay. That's good to know.
Gives me the shits and makes me incredibly sick.
You could just say, yeah, you could just say stop it, at lactose intolerant.
Exactly. I, female 24, have been dating this guy, James, male 27, for 6 months now. We live in California. He moved here for a job. I've always just lived here. Whereas his parents live in Missouri, so I've never really had a chance to properly meet them. Well, you probably won't. My brother lives in Missouri, and it sounds...
He lives in Missouri awful. Now?
Yeah, he lives in Missouri.
Oh.
You know, the other day, he couldn't come do Crypto Corner because he was, like, working somewhere that's far away because everywhere's far away in Missouri.
Yeah.
And then the roads got so bad, he had to stay in a hotel and like because the roads got bad.
Whoa.
That's Missouri. Fucking country shit.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he wants to live on acres of land.
Exactly. Yeah. It's such a meme. Anyway, he likes to have shitty internet and acres of land. Yeah.
Us city folk will never understand.
Exactly. About a week ago, James told me he was going to Missouri for a few days to meet his parents and asked me if I wanted to come along and meet them, which, of course, I said yes, as I naturally wanted to meet his parents in person. We arrived here yesterday, and I had made it clear to James to inform his parents that I am dairy intolerant. And he reassured me he had told them and they know, so I assumed there's no issue at all.
Okay.
On to the issue here. His mom was in the kitchen pretty much all day yesterday preparing a meal, and I have to say it smelled incredible. I asked what the dish was. She told me it was chicken korma curry. I assumed she had substituted the dairy ingredients like yogurt and cream with something else, so I thought nothing of it. Come time to eat, she presented me with the dish and said, and it looked and smelled amazing. I asked her for confirmation if it was dairy-free. She looked at me as if I was some sort of alien and asked why on earth a chicken korma would be dairy free. I told her I was intolerant. She started getting extremely angry, saying I should have told her earlier and she didn't have anything else she could make for me. James chimed in and said he did tell her about my dairy intolerance, but then he turned on me saying it wasn't that bad of an intolerance and I should just eat it. I honestly just felt really backed into a corner. So I started crying, saying I'm sorry, but I can't eat this. Then I left and booked myself into a nearby motel.
Oh my God.
James keeps calling, saying how upset his mom and dad are and saying how I disrespected his mom, but not at least trying her meal. I feel really upset. And maybe I should have just eaten a few bites and sucked it up?
No.
The intolerance isn't so severe that I'll end up in the hospital. But again, I'd rather not have raging diarrhea.
Yeah.
I also feel like I shouldn't have stormed out like that. Am I the asshole?
No.
This is tough, right?
It's really tough.
This is tough.
I can understand the feelings of the parents. Yes. I can understand everyone's feelings. But...
because the mom feels like I can't feed you now and I'm sad, right?
Yeah, of course.
She's
and it's like
about
the
that.
First impression. Also, yeah. She feels like, why didn't you saw me cooking all day? Like, right. Why didn't you just tell me? You're waiting till the last minute to tell me?
Yeah.
And like the girl.
And the son fucked up the most.
Yeah, exactly.
He should have been in there being like, man, there's no dairy, right?
Yeah, but.
That's on him.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know.
Because that's your parents.
I don't want to generalize, but guys don't. Guys tend to be like, ah, I thought I did. Yeah.
I said, well, Jay Ma, she has a dairy thing. So, like, you know, maybe go a little easy on it.
Yeah, yeah.
You never know. You just don't know.
No, I think a little bit of dairy is okay, but she can't, like, have a full dairy.
I mean, she's not, like intolerant.
Like, just don't have three courses of dairy. Yeah, I don't know. It sounds like the boyfriend's the most of an asshole here in this situation. It sucks that the parents... It sounds like, I mean, honestly, I would probably react the same way. I'd feel backed into a corner in a place that I don't know.
And there's nobody having your back.
And this is exactly, no one has my back. And I have to choose between having raging diarrhea and upsetting my boyfriend's parents.
Right.
Like, that's not fair. Like, that makes me feel so trapped. Like,
I know.
Like, that's so mean.
It's so mean. This is such a toughie because I'm such a polite person.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like if I'm in someone's home and they make me food, it's almost like I feel like I'm like a Buddhist monk and I have to eat it no matter what it is. Because that's how I was brought up.
Yeah.
But then I'm like,
I also make sure to tell them many times, like, I don't eat meat.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking about, like, you know, being of a certain age and like there was an age where if I ate a certain thing, I would break out in acne, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And like the idea that I would do this out of politeness, but then I would suffer for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Is a no go.
No, you have to start. You have to set boundaries. Yeah.
You have to do boundaries. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think the boyfriend sucks for not having her back.
And he shouldn't sit there and undermine her.
Yeah.
He should sit there and say why she can't eat it and how it's no big deal. And he should be in problem solving mode at that point.
Exactly.
I'll go get her this food. I'll go get her that food.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like to have her back, to really have her back, and to have his parents back.
And to have his parents back.
Because his mom is upset.
His poor mom.
His mom's not just like, you're just a bitch. His mom's like, I want to feed you. I want to show you love or whatever. Or like, I don't know. That's what I'm getting from this anyway.
Same. I mean, we don't know all the context, but it just seems like it's on the boyfriend.
So
like,
what do you think about her storming out? Do you think there's little streams?
It depends on how she stormed out.
Yeah.
Like,
well, apparently she left and then
she
said
she apologized first. She said, I'm sorry, I can't eat this.
She did.
And then she left and booked herself. Crying and saying, I'm sorry, I can't eat it. Like, I just don't imagine that being like an angry storm out. That's just like I'm sorry, but I gotta go now. I'm embarrassed. It seems like a very embarrassing situation.
Right.
And that's how, I mean, maybe these people aren't that emotionally intelligent. I don't know. But like, it just seems like that's what it would read as too, is like this person, it's her first time making an impression and she's crying and can't eat the dinner, like, and then she leaves. I would feel the same. I
think because nobody had her back, why wouldn't she storm out?
Yeah, exactly.
Because there's nowhere to go. You're just going
to
sit there and get punished the whole time.
Yeah.
And you get your boyfriend doesn't have your back. That's the worst thing.
Thing.
A couple's not having each other's back.
Yeah. Ooh. Especially in environments where you're the stranger.
Yeah. That's like, messed up, bro. When you have to have their back more than ever.
Exactly. That's tough. I don't think she's an asshole. I think the boyfriend's an asshole. I don't blame the parents because they're like, it's not like they were trying to put their best foot forward and it kind of got ruined too. And now.
So in typical Reddit fashion, there's many people who are like, you know, second guessing. Like, why didn't she let the mom know how serious this was? And she's like, yo, I don't know this woman. I have no way to contact her except through my dude.
Yeah.
First of all. So like, how would I do that? Then that'd be so weird. Like, hi, I'm expecting for you to make food for me. Would you please make sure?
I wouldn't have known necessarily that the curry chicken was dairy because in Thai curry, it's coconut milk.
Mm.
We eat lots of Thai food curry all the time.
True.
And it's coconut milk. So I would not think, this has heavy cream in it.
Right.
So if someone said they were making chicken curry, I'd just assume it was coconut milk. Especially if I knew that they were made aware that I can't eat dairy.
Agreed.
And then me just confirming it at the end is just like an extra precaution.
I don't think there's any way that I could, there's any way I could say this girl is the asshole. I think she completely behaved normally.
Yeah.
She says she finally responded to her boyfriend's calls because he was trying to call her the whole time. He was extremely apologetic and came to my motel room to see if I was okay. However, as soon as he got here, he started ranting at me again about how I hurt his mother and father's feelings. And I told him I plan on getting a flight back to Missouri to Cali tomorrow, but it's a $100 flight and takes a chunk out of my budget. However, I'm feeling really uncomfortable in the situation. I just want to be alone.
Yeah, I would too.
Holy shit.
How long have they been together? Did she say at the beginning?
Yeah, 6 months. Okay. Another 6-monther.
Honestly, I remember us making a joke at 6 months about how, like, that's one of the milestone, pivotal times. Like, I'd say 6 months and a year and a half are, like, two of the times where most breakups happen. Like, the 6 months is, like, do I want to get serious or not?
Mm-hmm.
And if you choose to go on, it's like, okay, it's getting serious. And then a year and a half, it's like, do I want to take this the final step forward? What can I see myself marrying this person? And after, if you go past a year and a half, usually, like, you're kind of like, yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
No, I definitely agree. It's a complicated thing, though, because, like, the politeness between and
you want your parents to like you. You know?
And there's cultural politeness too. Yeah. Sometimes, right? Where it's like, yo, if like in my house, like if I brought a girl to my house and my mom made dinner,
yeah,
like and we don't eat the dinner,
yeah,
I gotta cover up for my chicks.
Yeah,
like, and also, I'm throwing plates away. Like I'm doing whatever it takes.
But like, yeah, I could understand the parents being hurt too because you don't know how with their budgets. Like maybe they. You know, spent a lot of money. Yeah. Obviously, they spent a lot of time on it. Like, the mom was in there all day cooking. So, I get why their feelings are hurt. But I think that it should have been very established, like, how much dairy affects her.
My grandma used to make food with way too much onions. Like, way too much onions. And otherwise, a great cook. But, so we would go over there. My family's from the Great Depression and shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
They went through the Great Depression. So like you cannot leave there without eating all of your food or like you're dead.
Mm-hmm.
So what my mom would do, cause like there's just way too much of an onion situation.
Yeah.
Is like, I would indicate to my mom that I was done. And then my mom would take my plate and like put her plate like over it. Mm-hmm. And then she would walk to the trash can and she'd flip it upside down and like throw it away. You know what I mean?
That's great.
Yeah, it was a system.
Love your mom.
I know my mom's the best.
She
had our back, right? She had our back. And like we figured out a way to work inside the system so we're not insulting anybody.
Yeah.
But yeah, sometimes there's little tips and tricks and like little things you got to do.
No, my cousin covered for me because I hated milk. You've heard the story before. Mm-hmm. I hated milk like with a passion, despised it because when I was in preschool, they used to make us drink the milk or we weren't allowed. They fed us there and you weren't allowed to have your meal unless you drank the milk.
Wow.
I don't know why milk was such a fucking big thing back then. Like the 90s was just like, you have to got milk. You got to fucking drink milk. You got to your bones and the milk. And like you had to drink milk.
Right.
So like you had to drink like fucking whole milk before you got fed at this preschool, but they didn't. It wasn't cold. It was sitting on the counter so long. So it was like this pungent, fucking gross ass milk and
milk.
It was like a Dixie cup full of it, but it was like it felt like the biggest cup in the world.
Yeah.
And you had to finish it or else you wouldn't get your meal. So the way my mom helped me with this was she would write notes saying that I was sick and couldn't drink dairy.
Oh, nice.
I was like, yes. Clutch. So it worked the first time. The second time they had quesadillas as the meal.
Oh no.
So
you want quesadillas, but you don't want the milk.
Yeah. And so all the kids were getting quesadillas. And I'm like, where's my quesadilla? And they're like, oh no, you're sick. So we got you granola.
That's not even a meal. That's not even a meal.
I know, but my mom did their, but like, oh, she can't have dairy because she knew I didn't like the milk. I would come home crying. I would just be crying because I hated this milk so much.
Oh my Lord.
Yeah. And so there's that. But then when we stayed at my aunt's house, my tita Maha, all the cousins stayed there and we had to finish the milk what the fuck, why do we have to finish fucking milk? I don't get it. And to this day, I don't understand what the fuck obsession with
they
milk
gave
was.
Up on it.
Here, it, like modern day, I don't hear about kids needing to finish milk ever.
Well, they figured out that it was bullshit.
Yeah, but
because the dairy industry pushing it hard.
Back then, you had to fucking drink milk.
You had to.
So I wouldn't drink it because, again, it was I drank as much as I could when it was like fresh out of the fridge. But I could not, like, after it gets to a certain temperature, I could not do it. I couldn't, it, like, I wanted to, I was going to throw up if I tried to do it. So my cousin Courtney, like, when my teacher was getting pissed, she's like, we're going to be late for church. You guys haven't finished your milk yet. You better finish that milk. When I get back in here, that milk better be gone.
She's just scary.
So she's so scary.
She's scary.
And so
she's hot, but she's scary.
She left. She goes to the kitchen. She's like, I'm going to be back in 2 minutes and that milk better be gone. And I'm freaking out. Like, I'm like, I can't drink the milk. They're like, Nikki, drink the milk. Drink the milk. I'm like, I can't drink it. And so my cousin, like, we hear her footsteps and my cousin swoops. She downs the milk, puts it down. And like my aunt comes in. She looks at all the cups. She's like, okay. And then we're going, and my cousin looks like she's gonna gag because this milk is so warm by that point. Ugh. It was so gross that they made us do that. But yeah, the covering for people, like everyone in my family knew that I hated milk.
Yeah, you
I
still
also
do.
Hated bacon. I do. Yeah, I hate milk. I like almond milk is fine because it doesn't have that same taste.
Yeah.
But I also hated bacon. And when I went to my other aunt's house. The sister of this one that Courtney's
mom,
Auntie Mel.
Oh yeah,
they made ham. I hate all pig. Like I just didn't. Yeah. I don't like the flavor of pig. I hate bacon, pig, ham, and they made me eat the ham because I didn't declare myself a vegetarian. But they had this whole meal for my cousin who was declared a vegetarian, and I just wanted her meal. It was like potatoes and cheese and stuff. And I was like, I don't like this ham. I don't eat ham. I don't like ham. They forced me to eat the fucking ham because I didn't declare I was a vegetarian.
That's really weird.
Really weird,
really
right?
Really odd. Yeah, very strange.
Because my aunt spent all day making this ham.
Right.
I don't get that's why I'm so weird about forcing food. We had a different episode of Am I the Asshole? And we continued to talk about it later because it was the one where the two girls were picky eaters and they said the uncle's meals suck because they couldn't make their food at home. But I am so traumatized by being forced to eat and drink certain things that I just could not stand that like I'm so much I can jump on the other side so fast.
Yeah.
Like even if they are being the assholes, I'm just like food trauma. No,
I always have a tough time because my natural reflex is just to go, "You're a fucking kid. You got to eat your fucking food."
Yeah, but it's not.
That's how I was raised.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean it's right.
I know.
And we're actually seeing like there was an article that I read about how a lot of people who were conditioned to have to finish the whole plate end up with eating disorders. I did. Because you don't want to.
Right.
So you either overfeed yourself because you're taught to finish the whole plate and you're scared of punishment, or you rebel and you're like, I don't want to eat anything ever again, which is like it happened to a few of my friends and they go. Like,
I just don't want to cook with onions very much. And I think you've noticed that.
Yeah. No, I get that.
Yeah.
A lot of it has to do with being forced to eat something in childhood.
Yeah.
So anyway,
that's all the time we have.
Let us know in the comments if you thought we were correct in our diagnoses of
who's
the assholes.
We want to know what you hear as well. Please let us know.
Who's not the asshole.
I'm always fascinated on all the different angles on this shit. It's always interesting.
Same. I can't imagine anyone picks anyone else for that. Except for the last one.
Yeah.
The last one is like up in the air.
Yeah.
Okay. But I do think that the boyfriend is the biggest asshole out of all of them.
Mm-hmm.
But let us know. Let us know what you think.
I think Flowers guy was an asshole too.
Definitely the asshole. All right. Well, check out
everybody.
Our sponsors, check out our Patreon, and we'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.